I think we should open or begin this first panel of the afternoon, of today's afternoon, after having had a very comprehensive, very inspiring first half of today's day this morning. I would like to welcome you all for these two afternoon panels. The first one will be filled by the Kooperative für Darstellungspolitik, about whom I will just say a few words, and then we have allocated 30 minutes for this session. It's a brief session, but we want to make it as compact as possible. We then have to ask you to leave the room again for a short break, because we need to fix a technical problem with regard to the talk of Ola Oduku. Ola Oduku is going to be present via Skype or via another teletool, and we need to fix it. We can only do it here, so I hope you bear with us, and you come back then at probably about 3:30. So we are a little bit lagging behind now. I would like to introduce very shortly the Kooperative für Darstellungspolitik to you. I had the pleasure of working with the Kooperative for two times already, in the first itinerary of the learning of this project, which was called Learning Laboratories, and took place in Utrecht at BAK, at Basis für Aktuelle Kunst, and subsequently in a project that was here at HKW called Neolithic Childhood, Art in a False Present, circa 1930, which I co-curated with Anselm Franke, and the Kooperative did a very impressive architectural display for this exhibition. The Kooperative, and just simply read what, because it's almost a manifesto-like self-presentation. I will read what we have printed in the brochure. The Kooperative für Darstellungspolitik, the founding members of which are Jesko Fetzer, Andreas Müller, and Anita Kaspar, and also present here today is Finn Heyer, who is part of the project team for this exhibition. The Kooperative für Darstellungspolitik conducts research into the representation of political and cultural affairs in the public sphere. It understands the spatial design of your relationships as a contribution to social discourse, as a cultural process of both inquiry and persuasion. The politics of representation inscribed within it opens up discursive social spaces. And what we are going to hear now, what we're going to attend to, is a short introduction into the ongoing, into the process of developing the exhibition display for this project. And we invited the Kooperative not only to get to know as a team what they are up to in the moment, but also to invite you, to encourage you, the audience, and all the other participants in the project to get into a conversation with the architects at a point in time when we also could kind of process the feedback that we are getting today. So that's, I think, a rather rare occasion to be also to be capable of intervening in this kind of ongoing process. I'd like to ask Jesko, Andreas, and Finn to enter the stage, and then afterwards we will discuss here.